to Perik Yutes Mishnah Mitish Haisa to Midras Vekarach Allah Mizran. We're reviewing what we learned yesterday because we didn't go through the entire thing. We just went through the caption. We didn't finish all the rafs. Let's just review the CU. Maybe we did, but let's. No, we actually did. So let's just mischaz the mission anyway, okay? Mita shaitza tmei midras. You have a mita, and the mita was tmei midras, right? Mishnah hey, the mita is tmei midras. The karach la mizran, and then you wrap around it a mizran. You wrap around it a mizran. Kula tmei midras, the entire thing is tmei midras. Okay, so here's the mita. Here is the mita. No, here. Picture. Here. Here's the mita. And you sit down on this mita.
Right.
So this mita is now in Av HaTumah.
Correct.
And now, after you do that, you take this thing, this cord, and you tie this belt around it.
It comes off the top.
So also becomes an Av HaTumah. So kula tumei midras perisha. Now let's say I separate the belt from the original bed perisha. He tumei midras. So the bed maintains its status of an av hatumah. The hamizran and the cord and the belt maga midras, and the belt is only a rishon hatumah. Okay. New case. Let's say we have the bed. The bed, instead of being tummy tumas midras, the bed was an oil hames. So the bed is tummy for 7 days.
It's a tummy mace.
Tummy mace. The bed was
So another way of saying tumas mace is haisa tummy
tumas shiva. Now, the karchala mizra. Now we take the belt and we wrap the belt around the bed. Kula tummy tumas shiva. So everything is going to be tummy tumas shiva, the mita, and the belt are going to be tummy tumas shiva. They're both going to be, so the belt also is tamei tumas shiva. Right? We start off with the mita, and the mita is.
Right. We said that the mita is tumas shiva.
Tumas shiva.
Karach alei mizra. Kula tamei tumas shiva. Good. So the whole thing becomes.
Tumas shiva.
The belt also becomes shiva. Right.
Perisha. Now let's say we separate the belt from the perisha. He tmei tumas shiva, so the belt maintains the tumas shiva. The mita maintains the tumas shiva. He tmei tumas shiva. The bed maintains the hamizran tamei tumas oref, and basically it's going to be tumas oref is going to be what's
it's going to be
a reshine. Basically it's going to be the same stat. It's going to be a reshine. Oref is only until the evening. But Orev here means
you don't need shiva.
No, because it touched an av hames. The mita itself is an av, and the av is tamei. What kind of av? It's an av of tumah. An av of tumah of tumas mace requires shiva. But now when you separate the azar from the mita, so it's only going to be a reshine. Like we same thing we learned before, reshine, and the way we just said that it's a reshine, instead of saying that it's an av, we say the word orev. Orev means a reshine, and shiva means an av. Perishahi tmei tumas shiva, v'amizron tamei tumas orev. Haisa tmei tumas orev. Let's say the meat itself was only a reshine. The mita itself is only a reshine. The karach la mizran, and now I tie a mizran. Kula tmei tumas oref. So while the mizran is attached, the mizran is also going to be in a reshine. Let's say the bed was only a reshine.
How is that possible?
Because an avatuma touched it. A person who is an avatuma touched the bed, so the bed becomes a reshine.
Not the mace itself.
To an av. But now a person
who touched the mace sits on the bed.
That's right, sits on the bed. So now the bed becomes a reshine. And now I take the mizran and I attach the mizran to the bed. So while the mizran is attached to the bed, the mizran is going to be a reshine like the bed itself.
Both.
Because now that while the mizran is attached to the bed, the mizran is tuffled to the bed. While the mizran is attached to the bed, tamei tumas oref perisha. Now, when I separate the mizran from
how come before it always had a lower status?
But that when you detach it, we're getting to that perisha. Now, when I separate, while the mizran is attached to the bed, so the mizran has the same status as the bed, perisha. When I separate the strap from the bed, perisha. He tamei tumas oref. The
The bed itself.
The bed is Tumas Arev, only a Rishon, the Hamizron Tahar. And the Mizron is Tahar.
Right.
Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah again, and then the Rav one more time. So Mita Yishar Tumei Tumas, so Mita was Tumei Tumas Midras. The Mita was an Avatuma. The Karnachul Mizran, and I attached the Mizran. Kula Tumei Midras. So everything is now an Avatuma.
Right.
Mita Yishar Tumei Tumas Midras. Karnachul Mizran. Kula Tumei Midras. Everything is, this is an Avatuma. And while the Mizran is attached, the Mizran is also an Avatuma.
Okay.
Perisha. But let's say I separate the Mizran now from the bed. So what status? Perisha. He, Tmei Midras, the bed maintains the Avatuma. But the Mizran goes down one notch.
Right.
It's Maga Midras. It's only going to be a Rishon. Okay. Haisa Tmei Tumas Shiva. Let's say there was originally... The bed was originally Tmei Tumas Shiva. Was an Avatoma. The Karach Lo Mizran, and I attached a Mizran, Kula Tmei Tumas Shiva. So while the Mizran is attached, everything is Tamei and Avatoma, including the Mizran, it's Tafel.
Perisha,
he Tmei Tumas Shiva. The bed maintains the status of Shiva. Tmei Tumas Shiva. The Hamizran Tamei Tumas Arev. And the Mizran is only going to be a Rishon. It goes down one notch.
Right.
Let's say the bed originally starts out with the status of Haisa Tmei Tumas Arev. It was only with a Rishon. The Karach Lo Mizran, and I attached a Mizran. Kula Tmei Tumas Arev. So now while the belt is attached, the belt is going to be a Rishon. Persha, when I separate the belt from the bed, he Tmei Tumas Arev. So the bed is going to be the Mizran Tahar. The Mizran is going to be Tahar. Okay, let's go over here. Let's see the Rav. Kula Tmei Tumas Midras. V'chol Zman Shloi Persha Mizran Minamita Havi Kamita Atzma. It maintains the status of the bed. The Mizran Tmaga Midras. So and the Mizran is a Ma. When you separate the Mizran from the Mita, so the Mizran goes down one notch. Umutame Echod Paisel Echod. It's a Rishon. A Rishon means Tame Echod. Make a Sheni. And can make Trum into a Shlishi. That's it. That's the whole Mishnah. Okay, so we're up to Mishnah Vav.
Very good.
7 minutes.
We did the whole Mishnah already. Unbelievable.
But we chazar. This is what we did yesterday. It's a chazar. We didn't really do it inside. So we did the chazar. So up to Mishnah Vav.